My name is John, and I am a sinner.
Sometimes I don't feel the weight of that particularly strongly, and then other times I do.
And that can be a painful thing. The good news I cling to is, with Jesus, the worse my story, the warmer my welcome. And God is working on this with me, and my mess can be my message. And I am, and I have a mess, and apart from God, that's just the truth about me. So we're walking together through these 12 steps, this great gift of a way of life to connect with God and receive power to be transformed. And we're looking at step 8, where we turn to relationships. One of the striking things about the teachings of Jesus is the centrality to relationships, and in particular of love, to what God wants out of us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking about this. Step 8, the step that we're looking at, is made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them. That's what we're working on today. And this is so important to Jesus, for example, that in the Sermon on the Mount, when he's illustrating love and God's priorities, he says, if you find yourself at the altar, you're there, you've got a sacrifice to bring. Now, in the ancient world, that was like when it came to religion, cultic service, that was number one. You got to make sure that you're right with God or with the gods. If they're upset, your life's going to be messed up. So for sure you get that job done. No, Jesus says, actually, as important as worship and sacrifice were, if you're doing that and then you remember, there's a problem. There's a broken relationship. There's somebody that you have harmed. There's a barrier between yourself and another person. You leave the gift at the altar. That's number two. And first of all, you go to that person. And you seek to make things right. Now, they get to choose how they're going to respond, so you're not in control of that. But we seek to do that. We seek to make amends. We seek to repair relationships, because that's what love does. So that's what we're looking at. Make a list of all the persons we had harmed. That's going to be a lot of persons. What does that mean, harmed? Could be emotionally, could be financially, could be spiritually. It could be by commission. It could be by omission. It could be verbally. I'll give you a tiny example that is as fresh as today. Literally, I was having lunch with a guy just an hour or two ago. And he was telling me about an event years ago that we actually were both at. We're both in the church world, and in our denomination, if you were going to be ordained this long time ago, you would go through what's called an ordination council. People would ask you questions that will sometimes bring out not the best in everybody, especially in the Baptist circles where I was raised. And the person who's going to be ordained is kind of vulnerable and often a little bit nervous, and it can just bring out kind of Pharisee, smug, self-righteous people who want to show off how smart they are and ask these kind of questions and put somebody on the spot. And he was telling me about somebody at this particular council that was asking some kind of question about what about this, and so the candidate answered the question, but the Grand Inquisitor was not satisfied. Yes, but I want to hear about this. And the guy came back with another answer and just said what he thought. Still not satisfied. No. And so a third shot. Finally, the moderator said, you know, we have heard what the candidate thinks. That's the reason that we're here. So let's move on. And then before the event was even done and a vote could be taken, the Grand Inquisitor got up and left the room. And what was so painful in hearing that story, my friend who was telling me about that, is that the Grand Inquisitor was me. And everything inside me wanted to say, no, that could not have been me. I don't remember that. Now, I'll tell you what. If I had done something that got praised, if I had accomplished something or achieved something or preached something or said something or done something that looked good, I will guarantee you I'd remember that. Part of my problem, part of the sinfulness I have to wrestle with, is that I will actually not remember things that I'm ashamed or embarrassed of or that I don't like or don't want to know. That's why
in the advice on this one, it says we ransack our memories. We go to work on that. Why? Not just to beat ourselves up, not at all to beat ourselves up, because we need healing. And especially the wrong things that I have done, that have flowed out of me, that have come from my heart, those need to be recognized and named and owned and amended and healed. There's a verse in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14, I think, where God is talking about his people and prophets. And he says, my prophets treat the wounds of my people lightly. The Puritan thinker and writer John Owen said, people heal their wounds lightly. I'm just not willing to sit with the reality of who I am and what I've done deeply enough. So there's part of me that wants to say, oh, no. I don't think that I would have done that. That doesn't sound like me, really. Do I ever sit with people and try to say things so that they will think that I'm smart, think that I'm smarter than I actually am, make it sound like I know more than I actually do? Oh, yeah. Do I ever think I'm a busy person and I got a busy schedule and end up leaving someplace or hurrying through something in a way that may not serve other people well? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is me. So I have to sit with that and just ask God, would you help me? And as painful as that can be, that can make it sound like, I must think that's the worst thing I've ever done. No. I've done much, much, much worse things than that. I feel that when I know somebody else sees it in me. So, God, would you help me to walk through this? Make a list of all the persons that I have harmed. Now, here's what that list might look like. If you want to make your own list for step 8, again, you're not doing anything yet. This is just about becoming willing. So on this list, first of all, I write down the names of all the persons I have harmed. And that will certainly be all the people who are very close to me, my spouse if I have one, my kids, my parents, because those people I will have hurt numerous times. And then along with that, I write down what our relationship is. Sibling, friend, coworker, whatever that is. And then I write down specifically what's the nature of the harm that I inflicted. I'll come back to that one in a moment. And then I write down what's the character defect that harm shows. So I might have asked somebody kind of mean-spirited questions, and the defect it shows is ego or pride or self-righteousness or wanting to look good. And then there's a question here, am I willing to forgive this person? Most of the people that I hurt are people who have also hurt me. Not always. Sometimes I can inflict free-range hurt. But very often I hurt people who have hurt me because they do. It's all kind of mixed in together. So forgiveness becomes really key in step 8. Am I willing to forgive that person? Now, I'll say a little bit more about this notion of naming the harm specifically. I got to name the exact nature of the harm. In other words, not, I'm sorry you felt so upset when I tried to point out that you were being self-centered and lazy by not helping out more. That's not the exact nature of my harm. It's not what is sometimes called an if-pology. It's not, well, if you were offended, then I'm sorry. Don't be too quick to clarify how well-intended you were. Sometimes people do that. It wasn't my intention to cause any problems. Or, well, are my intentions always really that clean? Are they always really that good? Do I never want to escape being accountable? Or do I never try to placate people or try to please people? I probably do. So just the exact nature of the harm. I gossiped and damaged your reputation. I lied to you and kept you from being able to know the truth. I withdrew from you and tried to make you feel bad by being cold towards you. I took what belonged to you. I was having a
conversation with a couple of friends not too long ago, and this one involved politics, and I crossed lines that I shouldn't have and inflicted damage in that way. So I had to go back and make amends there. So that's the list. Made a list, put down the relationship, the exact nature of the harm, what's the character defect, and then am I willing to forgive the other person when there was some harm they did to me? Now, to wrap up this particular episode, I want to walk through a few questions. This is from a book called 12-Step Sponsorship by Hamilton B. These are questions people will sometimes have when it comes to step eight. And it's real important here that you reject the idea that you've never harmed anybody. We harm people. I harm people. I don't like to admit it. I don't like to look at it, but I do. Also, I got to focus on my behavior. This is not wishing other people would make amends for the wrong that they have done to me. I'm not working on their house. I'm cleaning up my house, my side of the street. So here's a few questions. Do I have to list everybody I've ever harmed? Yes. Now, of course, you can't remember everybody that you have harmed, and I'm a perfect example of that. So just try as best you can to be as honest. A quiet, objective view is our goal. What if I don't know where they are now? It does not matter. This is a list of people you have harmed, not a list of people you have harmed and can get in touch with easily. What if they hurt me more than I hurt them? You are not 6 years old. If you have harmed them, their names belong on the list. It doesn't matter whether or not they harmed you. This is not about what they have done. This is about what I have done. I can only clean up my stuff. What if I don't want to make amends to them? What if they don't deserve it? Well, it doesn't really matter if I want to make amends to them or not. And what if God were to raise the question of, do I deserve to be forgiven? The second part of the step, being willing to make amends, comes after you made the list. This is just making the list. What if I remember what happened, but not the name of the person I've harmed? Just list the incident, leave the name blank. This could be a very long list. It could take me a long time to write it. That's true. What if I get in serious trouble if I make an amend? Well, again, you're not making an amend right now. Right now is just about becoming willing. So, that's the invitation today. As you walk through today, just be aware of, are there people that I may have harmed? Ask God, would you bring to my mind somebody that might have harmed? If you can write down the name of one person and a harm you did, and what character defect it reveals, and then just ask God, would you make me willing to go to that person and make amends? Just to pray for willingness. That's all for today. And then keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you can pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.